If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
Those of you who suffer with what we call a lack of self-esteem, all right? Those of you that suffer with that, you were not born with a lack of self-esteem. I'll prove it to you. Because whenever you wanted something, you cried for it. And your parents came and gave it to you. When you were wet, they came and changed you. When you were hungry, they fed you. When you wanted to be picked up, parents, mothers especially, they ain't nothing wrong with them. They just want to be picked up. And they'd scoop you right up and hold you. See, you didn't have no low self-esteem as an infant. Because everything you did, they took care of. You didn't have to do anything for yourself. You mess up your diaper. They came and cleaned it and would laugh about the smell. They didn't know they'd be cleaning up your mess for the next 20 years, and at some point it stopped smelling good. And that's when their speech changed. Their speech changed when you began to get old enough to make the right decision. See, they didn't tell you that stuff when you were a baby. When you were a baby, you were all pookie, pookie, pookie. Mommy just loved you. You're the greatest thing. Oh, mommy just waited 9 months for you. And they were always feeding you with those positive, spoiled words. And so as you grew up, you were growing up spoiled. And you thought that you bought the lie. You thought that that action would continue. You thought they would be there for every little situation. Some of you still think so when you're 40 years old, and your parents have more grief from you now than they did when you were 40 days old because you never broke from that habit that at some point you got to take care of yourself. And this is the bad thing about parenting in the 21st century. We hold on to these kids for so long until they're ill-equipped to handle adult responsibilities, and you bail them out of every situation without them learning the consequences. That's why the little girls are going out and having babies like trees, because they know mama's going to take care of all the grandkids. So now you've raised yours, but you got 22 grandchildren, and they just keep having more because they know you're going to step right into the breach. They're going to guilt you into doing what they should do because they don't want to do it. They know you're going to do it. And so that's how the lie perpetuates. That's how the family standard, the family culture becomes ingrained. Because we don't do anything to change it. And so the insanity continues. It continues. Some of you were expected to have children out of wedlock because your aunts did it, your sisters did it, your parent did it. You were just expected to continue to do it. So you even have a very cavalier attitude about it. Did you hear? Janie was pregnant. Oh, well, ain't no big deal. All of us had kids out of wedlock. So why should they change? Why should anything change when the speech is, we're all going to do this? There's no way out of it. Uncle Bob was a crackhead. Uncle Tom was a crackhead. Uncle Joe was a crackhead. Even Aunt Susie was a crackhead. I'm going to be a crackhead, too, because I'm surrounded by it. And you settle into the insanity of a continual thought process of failure. Then you become a Christian. And when you become a Pentecostal Christian, we're made to think that we continue the same downward spiral and every now and then throw God an obligatory speech and blame the devil for our inability to change the direction in which we are going. So we become insane. Insanity is not a psychological term. It is a legal term. But there is a psychological component. A person that's insane is a person who gives into delusional thought. They think things are going to change on their own. You just think that when you get saved, this behavior is going to cease. Behavior doesn't just cease because you become a Christian. Behavior ceases when you take the necessary steps to change it. That's why I'm convinced from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet that Jesus did more than just die to save you. You have to rid yourselves of thought processes that are keeping you in bondage. I realize that happiness is a place you visit. It is not some place you live because situations come to make you unhappy. But I am also aware of the fact that as you grow in God, you visit it more often. Amen. You don't have to stay burdened. You might be burdened for a little while. And that's why in the book of Romans, Paul said this light affliction, which is but for a moment. Tell your neighbor, change it back to a moment. You've been holding on to this thing too long. It has brought you down for too long. It has robbed your praise every week. When, bless God, it was only supposed to be a 7-day test. You turned it into a 6-month journey. Get off the bad foot and get on the good foot. Change your speech. Now, I can stand here and pontificate the position that one needs to change their speech. I could stand here and give you all the biblical instructions about why it's necessary to change one's speech. Or I can help you understand that the beginning, the precursor of changing one's speech, rests in learning how to change your thought life. Amen. Now, you and I, as African Americans, we are up against a formidable foe: self-hatred, self-denigration, and an unrealistic sense of who we are. We have bought the lie for so long that we're shiftless, no good, not worthy to be counted on, and will never rise higher than our own social station of scraping the bottom of the barrel, just working to make ends meet, while other ethnic groups are rising to the top to become captains of industry, owners of businesses. You and I are content with the 40-hour-a-week job that plagues us, that keeps us in bondage, because that's all we've heard all our lives is graduate from school and get a job. It is very difficult for you to make the transition from being a pauper, being trained how to be a pauper, to come to Jesus and learn how to be a king. For Jesus did not, why do you think he's called the King of Kings? That means there's other kings. And those kings and queens are us. We are the ones whom God has called. Lord, help me. I got to stick. Glory to God. Tell somebody, stop the insanity. I need you to see your potential, your genius, your enormity, your credibility, and realize, listen to me, you were worth saving. Don't put yourself down anymore. After today, you walk out of here, and when the devil tells you you were no good, tell him I was worth saving. I was worth Jesus coming to die for me. That means I have worth. And bless God, I'm going to realize the fullness of my destiny. Now put a smile on that face. You might be broke today, but I'm telling you now, it ain't lasting forever. I'm surrounded by millionaires. I'm surrounded by people who have the ability to lend and not to have to borrow. But you got to see yourself in that position and not be bound by the traditions of your past. I don't know if you've ever seen my signature on paper. I don't know if you've ever seen it. But there are times when I sign my name to a check or I sign a paper, and there are many instances where the person will say to me, "Oh, you have good handwriting for a man." Because usually men have chicken scratch. And I smile, and they say, "How you get such good handwriting as a man?" I said, every time I signed my name when I was in school and my mother didn't like it, she ripped the page right out. She said, "Do it over. Do it over. Do it over." She stayed on me until my handwriting improved. You think God is going to be satisfied with us living less than who he is? No, he's going to keep letting you have tests and trials until you get so tired of it that you're going to start appropriating what the Bible says I am. When you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, then you're going to say, "By his stripes, I'm healed." When you get tired of being broke, then you're going to say, "This is what the Lord says, that I should be the head and not the tail." When you get tired of being a victim, then you're going to learn how to walk in processes of victory. Paul says something in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. He said, "We're not looking at the things which are seen." Even with people, don't look at the things that are seen. Don't look at people and judge them, because you don't know what God is doing behind the sight. You look at people and say, ooh, they mean. They not mean, they hurt. Glory to God. Take the time to get to understand that that what you call mean is the result of years of pain. And no one has taken the time to pull the thorn out of their paw. That's not a mean lion. That's just a hurt lion. That person sitting next to you, they're not mean. They're not deep. They're just hurt on the inside. Looking for somebody to reach down in. Even the book of Proverbs said there is much in the heart of a man, and a person of understanding knows how to bring it out. Stop turning your back. Don't look at what you can see, but realize that if God saved them, they were savable. Get to know the person God saved, not the external person that you're looking at. While we don't look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. In other words, stop looking at the things that you can see in the natural and realize that the natural things are governed by the invisible things. Amen. 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 Listen, when things frustrate you, there are two reasons why you become frustrated. Number one, you're not understanding the process of what you're looking at. If you understood the process, you'd be all right. I said this morning. Last week, I got in my car and the check engine light came on. On my car, the check engine light, if it's serious, it'll be red. If it's not, it'll be amber. And so the amber light came on. I jumped in my car. I said, whoa. Praise God. And so I called up the car dealership. I said, I need service ASAP. They put me right through to my service technician, and he got on the phone, and he said, so-and-so service, this is Chuck. I said, Chuck, this is Eric Lambert, and I identified my car. He said, what can we do for you, Mr. Lambert? I said, my amber check engine light is on. I was waiting for him to say, bring it in right now. Bring it in right now. He said, is your car running okay? I said, yeah. He said, keep driving it. I said, what do you mean? He said, keep driving. He said, because in this cold weather with the ice and stuff, it may just be keeping a sensor closed. He said, give it 70 more starts. Now, he's talking to a biblical numerologist. 70 more starts. 70 weeks are determined on your people. Oh, glory. In other words, what he was saying to me was let God handle it.
If you believe for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
3317P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44. At 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m., and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.